This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Undocumented immigrants who are victims of crime have more protections under a new Colorado law that recently went into effect. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The federal U visa program is intended to ensure that undocumented crime victims who cooperate with investigations and prosecutions are protected from deportation. However, the program requires signed forms from the law enforcement agency involved. And until now, Colorado didn't have any rules to ensure agencies were handling those requests in a uniform and timely way. The new law requires agencies to inform qualifying victims about the U visa program and to handle their requests for paperwork without delay. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A former Denver Bronco has been found guilty of attempted first-degree murder after shooting a woman in 2019. Justin Bannon's trial wrapped up Friday. He was accused of shooting a woman in Boulder while intoxicated, claiming the mafia was after him. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to her right shoulder. Bannon pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Sentencing is set for November. RTD is upgrading transit stops along its heavily used East Colfax bus lines. New shelters will have sloped roofs, lights, and electronic displays with real-time schedule information. RTD architect Ignacio Correa Ortiz designed the shelters. He says the shelter walls feature imagery depicting the meeting of the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains.
The idea of place and the reference between Sand Creek and the Front Range, I think it makes it as local as it can be.
The new shelters will be operational within a few months. This is CPR News and KRCC.